This algae's come in two stages. We filled.
I was a science major and an art major in college, so I feel like I'm going back in time. When I walk into Allison Hiltner's exhibit for the Minnesota Artist Exhibition Program at the Minneapolis Institute of Art,
controlling what are called power switch tails, and those convert AC to DC power, and those are turning on and off the pumps in a sequence.
There are 14 racks hanging from the gallery ceiling. Each rack suspends four clear sacks filled with a bubbling green concoction I might have cooked up in a chemistry lab. It's all so clinical and so beautiful in its sparse repetition of bubbling science. Allison Hiltner's exhibit is called It Is Yesterday and reflects the artist's interest in not only science, but science fiction as a means of exploring themes. In the past, Hiltner has fabricated sweat-sucking business suits, which would resonate with fans of Frank Herbert's Dune and that book's desert-dwelling Fremen who use still suits to convert sweat to water. Another of her projects, the organ donor vending machine, shares the same dark humor as that skit in Monty Python's Meaning of Life when a very healthy thank you organ donor is asked to cough up his liver right now. It Is Yesterday has the austere design of maybe a Star Trek science lab, and lurking in its aerating, bubbling sacks are actual living life forms.
I have an intense interest in plants, and even though algae isn't, well, and this is a cyanobacteria, it's actually a primitive form of algae, so most don't even consider it algae at all. But I love the idea of these organisms, these life forms that we share a planet with, being connected to us in various ways, but it's not really necessarily always living with the concept that they are in fact alive.
Like the best science fiction, Hiltner's large-scale installation looks backward and forward. Yesterday could be as long ago as 3.5 billion years, when cyanobacteria were among the first life forms in Earth's prehistoric oceans. Their photosynthesis extracted carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and replaced it with oxygen. The installation also suggests a look forward to green technologies, even now being researched, that could use an organism like algae to scrub carbon dioxide emissions from coal plants, for example. But there's an interactive component to It Is Yesterday that encourages the visitor to become a participant in the art and the science. There's a carbon dioxide sensor attached to one wall. Allison Hiltner demonstrates.
That people will be able to breathe into. So I'm going to breathe into it. And so basically what it's doing is it's having like an excited utterance.
The sensor gives a chattering response, personalized to your actual CO2 level. That same breath also activates a video projection in the next room. Bubbles agitate and move. But what you don't notice, not really, are the algae in the sacks. As you exhale carbon dioxide, the algae are pulling it in, converting it, and sending it back out as oxygen you can breathe, right in that very room. In all my undergraduate years, I never felt a personal connection to any of my science projects. I did once operate on a live rat. I was just glad it didn't die. Allison Hiltner wants visitors to come away with their own interpretations of It Is Yesterday. Still, there is a certain science fiction film that might help frame your experience with a chattering, responsive, CO2-loving sensor.
I wanted it to have the interaction that was similar to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when the spaceship is like blinking its lights across and trying to communicate. But it gets really excited when people breathe into it and thinks that they're starting to chat.
This is Brittany for KFAI.